Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As I'm the last among the four to speak, I'll try to keep it short. I'm honored to represent the Vietnamese media at the UN this year, and to become the first Vietnamese journalist to be awarded with the prestigious Dag Hammarskjöld Fellowship. It has truly been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. This has really broadened my perspective, giving me the chance to meet new and wonderful people and engage in challenging yet exciting and rewarding journalistic activities at the UN. I must admit, the first 2 weeks here were quite overwhelming to me. The week before the General Assembly, things were starting to build up with so many activities. And at first, I couldn't really figure out what's what. But luckily for me, with the enormous help from so many mentors, colleagues, UN officials, friends, I was able to put things into places and ease myself into the hectic schedule of the UN. So far, I have been able to produce dozens of stories, most of which are related to UN issues. And for the first time in Vietnam, I think UN issues have really stirred up a lot of attention and debate. However, New York is a great city, and I have also had the chance to explore quite a bit of it. I have done some stories also about my experience here and have acquired so much more that I will continue to write about in the near future. But covering the UN itself is much more than just going to its headquarters every day, as I somewhat expected. In fact, among my stories, the ones that attracted the largest numbers of viewers were perhaps the ones about the climate change march with the participation of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and actor Leonardo DiCaprio, and about our Deputy Prime Minister's remarks and discussions with American scholars at a seminar with on the sideline of the General Assembly. Moreover, working at the UN has sharpened my analytic skills in order to quickly process an overwhelming source of information to pick out the most important points to form a media product. And I have done not just written stories, but photos, videos, all by myself, among the chaos at the General Assembly and after that. This invaluable experience will most certainly help me advance my career and at the same time give back to my younger colleagues in Vietnam. Thank you.